Back on the Morning Wake Up with Dave Ackerley, yours truly. Great to have you here. You know, every Wednesday, we go through the world of the law with Lise Wheel, our good friend from Fox, and she does an exceptional job with some of the strange stuff. But, you know, this is a very busy time for legal stories, not just of the strange and bizarre water cooler variety. The Supreme Court still has a number of cases to decide. It's running out of time. Here in its session where it releases opinions. There are seven cases left to go, and I suppose if you're involved in those cases, they're all earth-shattering. But the two biggest ones here, I think the most Americans right now, would be the one involving Obamacare, no question, and the exchanges, and also same-sex marriage. No matter how it rules, the decision in this case is going to go down as one of the biggest in recent memory. There's a couple of questions before the court. The four cases, which come from four different states, Kentucky, Ohio, Tennessee, and of course us here in Michigan, whether the Constitution gives the states the ability to prohibit same-sex marriage and whether states can refuse to recognize or give effect to marriages of same-sex couples who were married in another state where that was legal. There's an expectation that the court will likely decide in favor of same-sex marriage, not a guarantee, but an expectation, and thus end the national debate, at least in legal terms. And that means county clerks will need to be ready, including Ingham County Clerk Barb Byron, who joins us now this morning to discuss. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me, Dave.
Thanks for being here. And update says, you know, I think I laid that out fairly in terms of the expectation, and no guarantee, but the expectation amongst many legal scholars is that it's going to go in that direction. Justice Kennedy is likely to be the vote that swings it over. And if it does, you have to be ready. So how are you ready?
Well, we definitely are ready. I am cautiously optimistic that the U.S. Supreme Court will rule in favor of marriage equality. So, you know, last March 2014, my office and I were fortunate enough to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples during a window of opportunity. So Ingham County Clerk's Office has already done this, so we are certainly prepared. What we will be doing is modifying the marriage license so that it's accurate. Right now, the Michigan marriage license, this is a form that is provided by the state of Michigan, and the marriage affidavit designate bride and groom, male, female. So we'll be whiting those two designations out. We've done it before. Those licenses were still deemed valid, which I knew. So that's how we're going to do it. I am fortunate enough to have amazing staff. So we look forward to issuing marriage licenses for all loving couples in Ingham County.
What would you do in terms of timing with this? How quickly do you think you'd be able to turn? Let's say, for example, that the, you know, 10 a.m., I think roughly 10 a.m. approximately is the time these decisions come out. Let's say tomorrow at 10 a.m. they decide to release this decision and it goes in the affirmative. How quickly, Barb, do you think you would be able to process applications and perform marriages? Legally.
Well, it depends upon what the decision actually is. Perhaps the lower court will have to vacate their original decision.
Okay,
and if that's
right.
The case, there may be time. But Ingham County will be able to accommodate all loving couples as soon as it is legal. I know some counties were talking about waiting for state forms. I'm not going to wait for the state of Michigan to issue updated forms. I don't think that would be appropriate. Quite frankly, many of these couples that we're talking about right now have been together for decades. And to force them to wait for a bureaucrat to update a form, I can't bring myself to do that, and I won't.
Do you think, and I know, Barb, you're a Democrat here, the governor's a Republican, you've had some sharp words before, your party's had, of course, sharp, that's the way it goes in partisan politics. I know you disagreed with them pushing through the defense of this in the state of Michigan and eventually taking it to the high court, but ultimately having it go like that and to the high court and to bring a national decision, is this... Can you look back and say that some greater good can come from that as opposed to just, you know, walking away from that by forcing the issue there, that there is some degree of consensus coming out in the end?
You know, I disagree, because what the governor and the attorney general did was put a "you're not welcome" sign on Michigan. And that is an embarrassment, and it is very concerning to me, regardless of party affiliation. It is concerning to me that Michigan is now known, or will be known, for being on the wrong side of history. And regardless of what this decision, or well, if this decision, if the U.S. Supreme Court rules in favor of marriage equality, and I am fortunate enough to join loving couples together in Ingham County in marriage, I can do that, let's say, on Monday. But on Tuesday in Michigan, those same individuals can still be fired from their job because they are gay. And that is what Michigan looks like right now as a result of the Attorney General and our governor. Because Michigan needs to love all people. We need to have equality in our state. And there is still a ways to go.
Barb Byram's the Ingham County clerk, prepping here for a decision in the affirmative. If that does come from the Supreme Court, she says they will be ready with applications to process for same-sex couples to marry in Ingham County, Michigan. Of course, this will be going on with clerk's offices around the state if indeed that comes to fruition. What do you think about some of the talk in the legislature, Barb, here where you most recently were, that would take away the ability to marry from civil officials like yourself, like mayors, like justice of the peace, and put it back strictly in the hands of clergy, however that divvies up across the fruited plain, which is unique in and of itself. What's your take on that talk?
It's really unfortunate that a few of the legislators that introduced that legislation are filled with so much hate. And I will actively oppose that legislation. One of the aspects of my job as county clerk that I absolutely love is joining people together in marriage. I myself have performed well over 500 marriage ceremonies since I took office, and it is an honor to join people together in marriage. And it is extremely concerning that a couple legislators are so concerned about making sure hate remains in our state that they're willing to push it this far.
Barb Byram, Ingham County Clerk, I believe you've got an address, too, for people if they want to get on the list to be contacted for this, if the decision comes down, the go through the quick line list. Is that correct?
Yes, thank you so much for the reminder, Dave. So yeah. clerkbyram@gmail.com. Drop me an email, and when a decision comes down, we will let you know of how we are going to process all people. I'll be at the Mason Historical Courthouse regardless of what day the decision comes down, and we'll be processing marriage licenses to all loving couples if my prediction holds true.
All right, we'll see if it holds true. It seems to be the prevailing wind out there right now. County Clerk, Ingham County, Barb Byram, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
And of course, we'll be following that today as well. We'll see if 10 a.m. today that rolls down the pike. Could be 10 a.m. tomorrow. At the very least, it can't go longer than Monday, but we are going to get a decision in that case and the other six. And one of those other six, of course, involves Obamacare. More ahead here. It is the Early Bird Hour, and it is 1320, the morning wake up, WILS.